Although they were impartial by nature, those followers of Vedanta blessed me with their causeless mercy. As far as I was concerned, I was self-controlled and had no attachment for sports, even though I was a boy. In addition, I was not naughty, and I did not speak more than required. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, "All the Vedas are searching after me." Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that in the Vedas, the subject matters are only three, namely, to establish the relation of the living entities with the personality of Godhead, perform the relative duties in devotional service, and thus achieve the ultimate goal, back to Godhead. As such, Vedantavadis, or followers of Vedanta, indicate the pure devotees of the personality of Godhead. Such Vedantavadis, or Bhaktivedantas, are impartial in distributing the transcendental knowledge of devotional service. To them no one is enemy or friend. No one is educated or uneducated. No one is especially favorable, and no one is unfavorable. The Bhaktivedantas see that people in general are wasting time in false sensuous things. Their business is to get the ignorant mass of people to re-establish the lost relationship with the personality of Godhead. By such endeavor, even the most forgotten soul is roused up into the sense of spiritual life. And thus, being initiated by the Bhaktivedantas, the people in general gradually progress on the path of transcendental realization. So the Vedantavadis initiated the boy even before he became self-controlled and was detached from childish sporting, etc. But before initiation, the boy became more and more advanced in discipline, which is very essential for one who wishes to make progress in the line. In the system of Varnashram Dharma, which is the beginning of actual human life, small boys, after 5 years of age, are sent to become brahmachari at the guru's ashram, where these things are systematically taught to boys, be they king's sons or sons of ordinary citizens. The training was compulsory, not only to create good citizens of the state, but also to prepare the boy's future life for spiritual realization. The irresponsible life of sense enjoyment was unknown to the children of the followers of the Varnashram system. The boy was even injected with spiritual acumen before being placed by the father in the womb of the mother. Both the father and the mother were responsible for the boy's success in being liberated from material bondage. That is the process of successful family planning. It is to beget children for complete perfection. Without being self-controlled, without being disciplined, and without being fully obedient, no one can become successful in following the instructions of the spiritual master. And without doing so, no one is able to go back to Godhead.